Let's talk about some of the rooms. What room are we in right here?
On the blueprint, it calls it the dinette.
So you have a library. How many fireplaces?
11. See, there's a fireplace. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's already been fastened up, so there's not any air going up or down.
But it can be opened back up.
How many are working fireplaces?
Well, three of them that are open now.
What's on the top floor?
It's where the servants lived, and it's a series of bedrooms. There's one room on the blueprint that says sewing room, and I noticed why they would call it the sewing room, because all the cabinetry in there has mirrors on the doors that can be fixed to where the woman could get a three-way view of herself while being fitted for whatever they were going to sew for her or the gentleman, whoever they were sewing for. So that was the sewing room, and the rest of them were bedrooms and bathrooms.
They had a cedar room.
Which yes.
Had cedar wood in it, so you put your winter clothes away for the summer.
Interesting enough, usually from what we understood and what I've read in the abstract, because I've read the abstract, which is fascinating. It would make a good book. But nevertheless, they had families that would live and would be the servants in the house. So they had a group bathroom. I mean, you walk in and there's two toilets, four sinks, and two showers in one room. Down the hall, there's a private bathroom, just one bathroom with a tub. It was interesting. I guess they just used jointly, or one family would go in. I'm not sure how many they'd have. But on the third floor on the wall, they have a little panel that has numbers and push buttons, and it's up high enough. What would happen is when somebody downstairs would need something, they would push a button, like there's one button on the floor in the dining room underneath the table. There's one in the living room underneath the sofa. And there's one on the wall in the living room, too, that you could push, and it would flip one of those little numbers up on third floor. They would hear it, go and look, and say, we've got to go down to number 13. That's the living room. So they could attend to whatever the people who lived here needed. Yeah. Different world.
Yeah.
It's almost like going back in PBS time type
right.
things.
How many bedrooms are in this house?
There are eight.
How many baths?
Five.
There were separate staircases down for the servants. Tell us about that.
The servant stairwell went all the way from third floor down to the basement, because third floor was their living area, and on one half of the basement was their working area where they had their kitchen, and right off their kitchen is what they called the fruit room for canned goods, and there's little shelves in there still. We don't use it as a fruit room, but that's where on the blueprint it said fruit room. Then there is a bathroom down there on the servant side, and also a workshop room. And then during the era of Russian missile crisis in Cuba, I think that's about when the Bates lived here, Barbara and John Bates. I know their daughter. She's lovely. They were lovely people. But I never met Mr. Bates. I met Mrs. Bates and both of her daughters.
Of Reading and Bates.
Yes. Mrs. Bates had a fallout shelter built that was not here with the original house. She had taken part of the workshop in the basement. She had partitioned it off and lined the walls with whatever it is that keeps you out of radiation, lead.
Yeah.
But part of the basement is made into a fallout shelter. It's still there and has little shelves for provisions if you wanted to go in there and live through that. It's still here at this point. We just use it for storage.
And then there's a bar downstairs.
Yeah. As you go down the steps, you were to your right and below is a bar, which when it was actually built, it covers up all of the liquor and so forth. It's a whole new room. Shelves, all different kinds of booze and this and that. And the refrigerator, it's not a refrigerator, it's an ice box down on this side. And over on this side, more shelves and stuff. What's so unique about this place? It was built in 29, 30, 31, and we know that's when we had Prohibition. Originally, that thing was so perfect that you could not detect where the room was, where the partition was, or nothing. It's still almost perfect. But anyway, it hides the booze. If they knew the cops were coming, I'm sure they told them they were coming. They would go ahead and fasten everything down and walk away from it. That is very unique. And it's got four chairs in there to sit in.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's something else.
And this beautiful wall that hides the booze.
Right.
This is absolutely gorgeous. To this day, it's beautiful.
Yeah. All oak.